You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. We're all familiar with reunions, high school reunions, family reunions, even pop band reunions. But today we're going to talk about a different kind of annual celebration, an Alcatraz alumni reunion. For decades, people who lived on the island before that jail shut down have taken a trip back to the Rock for a gathering. Even former inmates show up and pose with tourists. And even though ex-offenders are often shunned by society, here they're treated like superstars. KALW's Holly J. McDeed and Emma McAvoy went to the Rock to soak up the grim nostalgia.
About 40 Alcatraz alumni stand by the old guard tower, next to the yellowing jail. They're mostly the kids and grandkids of former Alcatraz prison employees. Besides the Alcatraz alumni reunion, they're also celebrating George DeVincenzi's 92nd birthday.
Happy birthday, dear George. Happy birthday to you. Yeah, give it up for George!
This former Alcatraz guard, DeVincenzi, is basically a collector's item. There are only two former guards here. Park Ranger John Cantwell asked him for the secret to longevity.
Drink good wine.
Drink that good wine from North Beach.
The prison is a strange backdrop to all this lighthearted fun. Inside the old jail, the reunion is in full swing. It's all hugs, handshakes, coffee, and biscuits. You find DeVincenzi signing copies of his book, Murders on Alcatraz.
Come on in, don't be bashful.
DeVincenzi was hired as an Alcatraz prison guard in 1950. He says he once witnessed an inmate kill another prisoner with barber shears. Tourists love that story. They eat it up. But DeVincenzi has been talking about it on a loop for the last half a century. So he's not interested in offering up any more details to us.
It was a lover's quarrel. Need I say more?
DeVincenzi laughs, and so do we. Even though this story is disturbing, he's so blunt, we don't know how else to react. And we're at Alcatraz, where stories like these are common, and a prison is entertainment. DeVincenzi says that the jail's infamy is what has made guards like him famous.
I've been on BBC, National Geographic, about three times. I've been on the History Channel. You'll look for me, you'll see me. It's second nature to me now. I've kind of lost all the feelings that I had when I was 24 years old when I started here.
Hollywood, DeVincenzi says, is responsible for turning Alcatraz into a tourist attraction. There are plenty of films about the prison and its inmates, like Birdman of Alcatraz, Escape from Alcatraz, and Scarface.
I get that question. Did I know Al Capone? Al Capone got here in 1934. I didn't get it until 1950. What can I tell you about Al Capone?
The tourists keep coming back for the stories of gangsters and escapees, but the alumni here at the island are mostly former residents and their offspring. They yearn for a simpler time in their lives, a world away from crime. Bill Hart is the grandson of a former Alcatraz prison guard.
My dad always said he liked living on the island. They felt really safe there. He said nobody that lived there even had a key. They never locked the doors. They knew everybody. Grandma always said all the kooks are locked up on the island. They're safe.
People here joke that Alcatraz was the country's first true gated community. Their eyes glisten when they talk about life on the Rock. The bowling alley, the movie theater, the ice skating rink. They had it all. In 1964, the year after the prison shut down, Hart says residents organize reunions like this one in parks and campsites around California.
They have a lot of fond memories of being there. And, you know, all the lasting friendships they've had, that's why they're all back together today.
In the 1980s, the alumni began hosting their reunions on the island. The National Park Service invited the inmates. Since then, ex-cons and former guards have posed for photos together. Park Ranger John Cantwell says they've even had sleepovers together in jail cells.
I've always kind of equated it to the Civil War guard meetings, the old Confederacy and Union soldiers would get together and have a camp out, and now they're gathering as friends and as survivors.
That's one way to look at it. These reunions almost make incarceration seem like a good PR move. But Cantwell says not all former inmates are willing or able to come back. Some, even after getting out, went on to commit terrible crimes. Others are still serving life sentences.
One former Alcatraz inmate, Bob Scheiblein, is still angry about his treatment there, the days he spent in solitary confinement. He told us that every time an Alcatraz guard dies, he pours a glass of cognac to celebrate. But he loves how the tourists treat him like a celebrity now. Kelly Robb is one of his biggest fans.
I'm Kelly. I'm Robert Scheiblein's stepdaughter. He's number 1355. Google it.
Robb is at the reunion, though her stepdad can't make it this time around. For most of his life, her stepdad rarely talked about Alcatraz. Then in 2005, as a Christmas gift, Robb bought him a plane ticket to the Alcatraz alumni reunion.
I think he thought it was very surreal. He didn't know he would get that much attention. So yeah, they really treated him like a rock star.
Now Scheiblein mails his fans Alcatraz memorabilia. Spoons, trays, soap, and silverware. All mass-produced to replicate actual Alcatraz prison wear. His autograph sells on eBay for $70.
Well, this time he, you know, had to help hold it in, so and he didn't really talk about it, but now here he is, and everyone wanted to talk to him about it, and he was just, you know, excited to answer questions and talk.
It's pretty surreal to hear Robb brag about her dad's incarceration. We're often told not to define people by their crimes, but here, ex-cons are defined by both the crime and by the punishment as celebrities and heroes.
Case in point, tourists pack the old prison dining hall to hear ex-con Bill Baker speak. He's the only former Alcatraz inmate who shows up to this reunion. Ranger John Cantwell introduces the star of the show.
Without further ado, please give it up for Mr. Bill Baker, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Ranger John.
After three prison escape attempts, Baker was sent to Alcatraz in 1957. There, he says, he learned how to counterfeit payroll checks. This new trade landed him in and out of jail for most of his life. He finally got out 7 years ago at age 78.
What do you attribute turning your life around and becoming an upstanding citizen? I just got old.
This is like some dark comedy show. After Baker got out of jail, he wrote a memoir, Alcatraz 1259, and went back to the island to rake in the cash.
People say, what were you thinking about when you first set foot back on the island? Wasn't that weird? And, no, I was thinking about making money.
So are you telling us who the crime does pay?
No, I'm telling you the hard work pays.
Baker signs books for the tourists. One mom brought her son.
He's read a lot of stories about Alcatraz.
Yeah, yeah.
He's 10.
Hell, you're 10?
Yeah. So what's your greatest lesson?
My greatest lesson is don't get caught.
Oh, but what about life lesson?
You're serious?
He says his book has made him at least $2 million in profits. Half of that money goes back to the Park Service and the island. An alumni giving back to his alma mater.
So it didn't bother me coming back at all. You know, I'm 100% Alcatraz. Anything that promotes the island, a lot of it is myth. But I'm not going to puncture their balloons. I'm not going to say, hey, that's not right. That ain't true.
Baker got married here on the island. Ranger John officiated his wedding, which might sound like a plot in a weird TV special. But Alcatraz made him rich, and he is grateful.
He says he's not scarred by his time behind bars, and that he doesn't need our sympathy. At the Alcatraz alumni reunions, he's a celebrity con, and history is his to tell.
All the wardens are dead. I survived this place. It's my turf now, you understand? It's mine now. So I'm okay.
There aren't many former Alcatraz inmates left to tell their side of the story. Organizers say that this is the final alumni reunion. The people who lived on the island and served time there are getting old and fading away.
With the ending of the reunions, Alcatraz is making the complete turn from an active prison to a tourist destination. Of course, you don't have to go far to find a real working prison. San Quentin is right across the bay. For Cross Currents, I'm Emma McAvoy.
And I'm Holly J. McDeed.